choosing the right model, and configuring the brokerage. Traditional brokerage model, membership fee, and capped model. Traditional approaches, flat fee brokerage model, virtual brokerage model, advantages and disadvantages to virtual brokerages, full service brokerages versus a la carte. Service brokerages, which brokerage model is best for you? Brokerage organizational structures, members of broker organizations, and brokerage divisions. Introduction. A brokerage can be independently owned and operated by a licensed real estate broker with one or more sponsored agents. Brokers who want to avoid the liability associated with sponsoring sales agents may decide to be a brokerage of one. Other brokers want to recruit as many sales agents as possible to earn commissions for the firm. There are a few common brokerage models we see today. 1. Traditional brokerage model. 2. Flat fee brokerage model. 3. Virtual brokerage model. Traditional brokerage model. In a traditional brokerage model, the broker recruits sales agents as independent contractors, negotiating a commission split with each agent individually. For example, 50% to the broker and 50% to the agent. As independent contractors, agents work on commissions alone. They do not receive salaries from their sponsoring brokers. On top of the portion of the commission, they split with the broker. They pay desk fees to the broker for access to resources like tools and technology, and a franchise fee if applicable. The traditional model is the most common real estate brokerage model. Many national franchises and boutique brokerages, small independent firms specializing in a market niche or geographic area, subscribe to this model. Two different approaches. Select the tabs below to see each variation on the traditional brokerage model. Membership fee model. There are variations on the traditional brokerage model. Under a membership fee model, brokers recruit sales agents as independent contractors. They collect commissions from clients but give the commissions to the agent. They do not take a percentage of the commissions they earn. Instead, the agent keeps 100% of their commission, but pays the brokerage a membership fee that covers the cost of tools and technology. Brokerages that use a membership fee model do not rely on agents' commissions as part of their revenue. Instead, they make money from the fees they collect for their agents. Membership fees can be monthly or annual and may not include transaction fees. Capped model. Others use the capped model, which is a traditional model until the agent reaches a cap in a specific time period. At this point, the agent keeps 100% of the commissions they earn. Most of these brokerages still charge agents fees to cover technology and other tools even after they reach the cap. For example, imagine a broker recruits a brand new agent with an 80-20 commission split. The agent pays a minimal onboarding fee to join the brokerage and pays for business cards and other marketing materials, and a low monthly fee. Once the agent reaches the cap, say $20,000, they get to keep 100% of their commissions and pay a per-transaction fee that may decrease after the agent closes a certain number of transactions. There are typically other fees agents must pay under this brokerage model, usually to cover errors and omissions insurance, and the broker's time spent reviewing the transaction documentation before closing. This model allows agents to retain a larger portion of their net income, even though they still pay fees to the broker. Several popular national chains use this model. Costs of doing business. At the end of the day, someone has to help the broker cover the cost of software, marketing materials, office space, training, and other tools. Brokers will pass those costs on to agents either by retaining a portion of their agents' commissions or by charging them transaction fees or desk fees. Flat fee brokerage model. Instead of recruiting sales agents as independent contractors and taking a portion of their commissions, brokers who choose the flat fee brokerage model generally hire them as employees of the firm and pay them a salary. They do not collect a commission from the client. Instead, they charge them a flat fee for services. They still represent clients and post listings in the MLS. However, they may provide limited or no other marketing services in their fee. These brokerages typically do not make as much money per transaction and rely on a high volume of sales. Agents also do not make as much per transaction as they could at a traditional brokerage that splits commissions with them. However, a regular paycheck allows for more financial stability, especially for agents just starting their real estate careers. Many flat-fee brokerages see high agent turnover once agents gain experience in the industry. They move on to other brokerages, where they can become top producers, earning as much as they want to. Under the flat-fee model, agents are employees who can receive benefits like health insurance and 401k plans. Flat-fee brokerages are often called discount brokerages because sellers believe that they can avoid paying a broker's commission, thereby saving money. The reality is that they pay the flat fee up front and may still have to pay a percentage of the sales price to the buyer's agent on top of the fee they already paid to the listing broker. Flat-fee brokerages may offer other services a la carte for additional fees. Property photography, open houses, and marketing and advertising materials beyond MLS entry may cost extra. A la carte services are so-called because clients can select them like they are selecting food items from a restaurant menu. They do not come standard with the meal. They must be ordered separately for an additional cost. Virtual brokerage model. A different kind of brokerage. Virtual brokerages are just that, entirely online. There is no brick-and-mortar office where agents can meet with clients or compare war stories with colleagues around the water cooler. All records are cloud-based, and transactions are entirely online. The brokerage is completely paperless. Some brokers gravitate toward the virtual brokerage model because of its low startup costs. Agents who enjoy working remotely will also be attracted to this model. Agents may also like this model because it offers the latest tech and higher commission splits. Since there is no physical office, agents do not have to help their brokers cover office space rental, utilities, maintenance, equipment, and other overhead costs. Brokers can offer their agents a higher cut of their commission. Agents must provide their own computer, printer, scanner, mobile devices, internet connection, and other office equipment necessary to work remotely. They can still receive the level of support they would get at a physical brokerage office with training videos, chat, and video conferencing. Advantages and disadvantages of virtual brokerages. There are several advantages and disadvantages to working at a virtual brokerage. Advantages include bullet low costs to form, bullet ability to work remotely, bullet ability to use technology in business practices, bullet higher commission splits, bullet lower maintenance and operational costs. Bullet can meet with clients anywhere and anytime. Disadvantages include bullet clients who are not tech savvy may be hesitant to sign. Bullet it may be difficult to explain certain concepts to clients. Bullet more difficult to form relationships with coworkers. Bullet harder to share the same goals with team members. Bullet remaining self-motivated or accountable at all times for some agents. Bullet managing brokers are not always available for questions or advice because of staff size. Agent-to-broker ratio, ABR. Virtual brokerages may have a higher agent-to-broker ratio, ABR, than brick-and-mortar brokerages. Brick-and-mortar brokerages may intentionally keep their ABRs low to accommodate agents with workspace in the office, while virtual brokerages do not have to worry about office space. The sky's the limit. Managing brokers with physical offices may also keep their ABRs low, so they can be more available to their agents. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, most agents have taken their business at least partially mobile, reducing the amount of office space a more traditional office needs. Increased mobility means brokers can recruit more agents, since it is not likely that all agents will be in the office at the same time, and most brokers no longer require each agent to have a dedicated desk. ABRs vary across markets. Some small boutique brokerages may have an ABR of 20 to 1, 20 agents to 1 broker, While the ABR of a large national brokerage may be 300 to 1, virtual brokerages can have ABRs of 1,000 to 1 or more. Full service versus a la carte services. Brokerages can either offer a variety of services to clients that are all included under their operations, or they can pick and choose which services they offer to clients via an a la carte approach. Full service. Full service brokerages offer clients a wide range of services, from list to close, and everything in between. Agents provide sellers with pricing strategies, marketing and advertising, home staging, open houses and showings, negotiation tactics, and transaction management. Clients rely on their agents to handle every aspect of the transaction and provide them with advice and opinions regarding pricing and offers. Full service does not come cheap. Brokerages charge clients a commission fee for sterling customer service, generally based on a percentage of the property's selling price. However, sellers like that, they can just sit back and let the agent do all the heavy lifting. A la carte. A la carte brokerages allow clients to select services individually. Sellers can opt to have an open house or not. It is their choice. If a client believes an entry into the local MLS and a sign out front is the only marketing their property needs, then an a la carte brokerage is right for them. However, many sellers believe they will save money by choosing an a la carte brokerage. That may be true at first, but it will cost them extra if they want to tack on additional services like open house coordination and negotiation assistance. They must feel comfortable handling the transaction without agent handholding. So, which service is better? There is no correct answer as to which is better, full service or a la carte. It depends on the client. Some agents like working for a la carte brokerages because they get paid no matter what services the client orders. Agents who are salaried employees do not have to worry about the amount of time they spend with buyers, showing them property after property, only to have them decide they are not ready to buy after all. Brokers can offer bonus structures for good work, augmenting their take-home pay. However, commission-based agents have more earning potential in the long run, especially those who work for brokerages that cap commission splits. Which brokerage model is best for agents versus brokers? Which brokerage model is best? Again, there really is no right answer. Some brokers prefer to keep the number of agents they sponsor low so they can be more of a hands-on broker. They may appreciate the culture and camaraderie a physical office lends to employee relationships. Some agents also appreciate face-to-face training and a physical space to meet with clients and colleagues. Some agents like to earn as much as they possibly can. In contrast, others are happy making a salary that pays for their broker fees, so they do not have to worry about where the money is coming from each month. It all depends on goals and objectives. Brokerage structure model matrix. Traditional brokerage model. Bullet agents are independent contracts, ICs. Bullet agents work on commission. Bullet commission is split with the broker. Bullet main source of revenue is commission-based. Bullet agents pay desk fees to the broker for resources. Bullet. Some brokerages let the agent keep 100% of the commission after they reach a cap. Flat fee brokerage model. Bullet agent employees. Bullet charge clients a flat fee instead of a percentage of sales price. Bullet may offer limited marketing, MLS entry. Bullet brokerage does not make as much per transaction. Bullet dependent on the volume of sales. Bullet can gain business based on consumer perception of money savings. Bullet less earning potential for top producers. Bullet can see high agent turnover. Bullet sometimes called discount brokerages. Bullet may offer a la carte services for additional fees. Virtual brokerage model. Bullet, no brick-and-mortar presence. Bullet, lower startup fees for broker. Bullet, less overhead costs. Bullet, all transactions conducted in the cloud. Bullet, agent training, meetings, and contact in the metaverse. Bullet, agents can keep more of their commissions. Bullet, good for motivated and tech-savvy agents. Internal organization. The internal organization of a real estate brokerage differs depending on its size, brokerage model, and how the owner/broker of record prefers to organize it. Some small brokerages may consist solely of the broker. The broker is the sole proprietor and is responsible for business operations and sales. There are no agents and no staff to help generate revenue. The broker is solely responsible for generating leads and earning commissions. Other brokers recruit agents to generate revenue. They may keep the number of sponsored agents manageable, while others recruit as many agents as possible to boost revenue. Different brokerage structures. One-person organization. Brokers who choose to be the sole person responsible for business operations and sales want the freedom that owning their own brokerage provides without the headaches of recruiting agents. They do not want to incur the liability of sponsoring agents. The broker owner is responsible for all facets of the business, including generating leads and revenue. The brokerage can only take on as many clients as one person can handle at one time. The brokerage's revenue will only ever be as much as the broker can generate on their own. These brokers may choose to work with buyers only or to specialize in a niche like farm and ranch or property management. Broker owner and sponsored agents. Many license holders get their broker licenses not just for the freedom, but for the ability to recruit agents. Brokers recruit agents to help them generate revenue for the brokerage. They may take clients or choose to leave all leads for their agents. These brokerages are generally small, with the broker owner at the top and the sales agents under them. Brokers keep their ABRs low, limiting their growth because they must supervise the agents. They have not grown to the point of requiring additional support staff to assist agents. The more agents a broker recruits, the more revenue the brokerage can generate. Broker owner, sponsored agents, and support. The more a real estate brokerage grows, the more team members and administrative staff they will have to hire. Some brokerages have staff dedicated to training, education, compliance, and accounting. They employ administrative staff to answer phones and complete administrative tasks, freeing up agents to generate leads. They often hire full-time receptionists, transaction coordinators, office managers, and marketing assistants. Real estate brokerages are typically organized like this. Organizational members. The following definitions describe the roles typically found within a brokerage's organizational structure. Broker of record. The owner of the brokerage or another broker hired for the position. Sales associate. A sales agent license holder associated with and conducting business as an agent of his or her sponsoring broker. They may only do business through their sponsoring broker. Sales agents may only be sponsored by one broker at a time. They may not work under multiple brokers. Broker associate. A broker associated with and conducting all or part of their business as an agent of another broker. Many broker associates work for other brokers because they do not want to incur the costs of opening a brokerage. Personal assistants. Personal assistants may be employees of the brokerage or of an individual agent. They may be either licensed or unlicensed. Unlicensed assistants cannot complete the same tasks a licensed assistant can. What an unlicensed assistant can do varies by state. Transaction specialist/coordinator provides customer service by communicating with clients to keep them prepared for each step of the transaction. They handle the paperwork, ensuring the right documents and disclosures are used. Many clients look for brokerages that have in-house transaction specialists and coordinators. Teams. Teams work with the broker behind the scenes. Team members could include marketing personnel, receptionists, and photographers. License or no license. Whether or not all employees of the brokerage are licensed is up to the owner. Many owners require employees to be licensed in order to ensure that every member of the team is trained and knowledgeable. Divisional organization. Some brokerages organize their operations into divisions. Each division focuses on a specific area of the industry. Brokerages that choose divisional organization can specialize in particular market segments and provide specialized services to clients more easily than firms that do everything under one roof. Typical divisions often include bullet property type, residential, commercial, industrial, and land. Bullet geographic, by location, state or city. Bullet market segment, luxury or investment properties. Bullet services, property management, relocation, and leasing. Brokerage divisions. List of expandable sections. Select each button to expand the content. For example, a division devoted to a specific market segment, like luxury sales, works exclusively with buyers and sellers in the luxury market. They have specialized knowledge and expertise in serving clients in that market. They understand what luxury clients need and want, and how to give it to them. Each division has its own management team and personnel. Their success is based on their division's KPIs and goals. Brokerages with divisional organizations should ensure that their agents have the training and knowledge necessary to offer sterling customer service to their clients. Select the headings to find out more about various brokerage divisions. Farm and ranch real estate. Agents who specialize in farm and ranch real estate must understand rights in land, including mineral rights, wind rights, and air rights. They must also know about encroachments, encumbrances, and environmental issues. Property management. Agents interested in property management must know how to budget and control expenses, keep proper accounts, and make periodic reports to the property owner. In addition to their duties, a property manager's responsibility is to be knowledgeable and competent regarding all laws that may affect or regulate their role. For example, complying with ADA requirements. Because the property owner invests the agent with so much authority, the property owner is liable and accountable for all the actions of his or her agent. Short sales. Due to the complex and time-consuming process, real estate professionals in this field must possess the patience to deal with the agent, buyer, seller, and lender. Leasing. Leasing agents may represent residential or commercial landlords and tenants. Property owners rely on a leasing agent's knowledge of the local market and skill in promotion to represent their property to potential lessees. Investment properties. A license holder who specializes in investment property must understand the economics of investing and be able to analyze the performance and potential of investment properties. Because license holders must practice within their area of competence, one with no background or experience in investment should refrain from giving investment advice to buyers and sellers. Commercial real estate. Commercial agents can further subspecialize in office, retail, multifamily, industrial, institutional, and resort and recreational real estate. Commercial agents should consider joining organizations and obtaining a designation like the one offered by CCIM,